This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us twitching away in the morning, and that's a delight. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, May 1st.
Yes, yes, it is.
May Day.
It's May Day. It is a big day. Haymarket riots. I mean, come on. We could talk about it all day. There's plenty of things that happen in Chicago with May Day. All right. And we are really happy to have our executive producer. His name is Dustin William Rhodes.
Couple firsts.
How many?
Two?
Firsts, David?
How many would it take?
I mean, you're talking about, I would say minimum three. You're talking about top three player in the world.
Okay.
And
three firsts, Kobe White and Vooch. Would that get it done?
Yeah.
No.
That's David Whelan dealing for the Greek Freak. And
no.
thank you to our beloved one, Brandon Fryer, does a remarkable job.
You know what makes it feel even better is that they said Lakers in five and the Wolves won in five.
Yeah.
So I think that makes it feel 10 times better. That's like my only answer.
That is the ant. After eliminating the would-be GOAT. No.
That wasn't even close, that series.
No, it wasn't. It was shocking how easy that was. I think that might have been the worst matchup the Lakers could have gotten. Just the wrong team. But they got gotten. Hey, it's Marshall Harris. I can see him. He's right here.
What's up? Happy Thursday.
And I don't even know what day of the week it is, but it's a Layla day. Layla!
Good morning.
Thursday. It's a Thursday. All day. Tomorrow is Layla Friday. I'll keep them. I'll somehow figure them out as we go.
You know, I think we need an official handoff ceremony to Mark Grody. He can now have days.
We're going to name days after Grody?
Yep.
I will not play along with such nonsense. It's my turn to take
the calendar away from me and give it to Mark Grody.
What day is Grody in?
You're a treat every
It depends.
Day.
Who
Wednesdays.
Is Grody you speak of? The
yes.
guy who was talking Gertay. About Bill Belichick yesterday?
Oh, my goodness. That went some places. Molly's face says everything.
It's like, yee.
Bill Belichick we love Grody. Scares me.
Love the groats.
Does he scare you or does Jordan scare you?
Yes.
Yes.
That
good answer.
Is, yeah. I told you I was watching it. I watched that show. I was watching it
right.
live and
very light, hearty.
It's a great
Sunday
show,
morning.
Fun
it's a
show.
Fun vibes.
When you hear the trumpet, I mean, they have this whole thing going. It's really good.
And then Mully, and then
that happens.
It's
and
funny because
CBS
the interview starts off
statement.
Very yeah. The interview starts off very normal, very as you would expect a CBS Sunday morning's interview to go, and then it's like. Record
scratch. It starts out joking about the homeless outfit the man's wearing. Like what? I have a shirt like that I played grammar school football in that I don't ever wear, but I have
The Naval Academy, I would have issued a complaint.
They do have uniform stipulations.
Yeah. They do. I mean, that was not the uniform that I'm sure, or the way they would want to be represented.
Maybe it was a tribute to his father, so you back off.
Well, then have one. Pick one without a hole in it.
Yeah.
But that might have been the original one he wore back 30, 40 years ago.
So what are you guys going to do for an hour? Wow, you only have an hour.
We're going to hang out.
Okay. We do only have an hour, but we do have a lot of stuff. Obviously, we have to talk about what happened at the Cubs game last night. Just a horrifying scene.
That was awful.
And so we will examine that and obviously acknowledge and just hope that he's okay.
Before we get on to the rest of your show, you guys are both have big TV backgrounds.
Yep.
We do.
So those discussions in newsrooms when you have video.
Yeah, you'd never show.
What does that go like? What's the thought process?
I think a lot of times it comes from your supervisor. Like we're executing the play at that point. You know, I feel like that's a conversation that's usually either discussed among you or it's discussed with your supervisor. We won't even show certain injuries.
Yeah, no, that,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah, that,
in the, right. on the news side. Right. And so this is not something we would show.
So this is as a former executive producer on the TV side and doing a lot of original content. It's just a straight no because there's nothing gained by it.
No.
And it's you have to have a certain standard. And the standard is we're not going to show people. This isn't Faces of Death circa 1985.
Totally agree with that. Yes. I'm just curious. Yes. Will there be any pushback, do you think, in situations like that from
pushback
people?
Pushback from?
In the newsroom. People who are saying, well, you know, this
somebody
is
under the age of like 25, sure, that doesn't know any better, but that gets most of their news from social media and therefore they are deregulated, if you will, in terms of how they see things.
Desensitized, you mean?
No, like, I meant deregulation as far as rules don't apply.
Yeah, pigs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. There's a lot we can do based on our credibility as reputable news sources. We don't necessarily have to be picks or it didn't happen. There are even classes that I've taken just on policy where we debate whether or not you should say said versus claim. We debate whether or not you should mention, you know, show mugshots at times. Like there are certain standards. So this definitely falls under the err on the side of caution. You can report about it, but not necessarily have to show it scenario.
There's a different standard when you talk about getting an issued PR statement from a police department, right? You're supposed to go and verify that through other things. Even things that are put out, you're like, well, that's official government. People in government lie.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to sort that out.
You knew immediately it was pretty bad when you saw the face.
I didn't see it. I refused to watch it.
You're lucky.
Yeah, it was very. It was a scary moment.
I did not have a nightmare, but I did have a dream where it was kind of like it was in my subconscious.
Haunting
it's
image.
It's horrifying. It'll stay with you, and that's unfortunately, it's also a story that is a very big one today, not just in sports, but in news. So we will talk about that. We have a short show because of the early game in Pittsburgh, so we will do our segment five on it. Five sports topics that will start after that in the 10 o'clock segment. News about Ozzie Trapillo and trying to figure out this Bears offensive line. A little bit of that broke this morning, so we will discuss that in the competition piece of it. And then also, of course, Craig Council, Cubs lineup, if you will. And I believe we have a giveaway for a future Mully and Haw show, too.
Ooh, fun.
So we'll do that during the show as well.
Have a great show.
All right, guys. Have a great one.